course, in the last 2 weeks, I'll be presenting this information, and at the end, I will forward any questions to Mary so she can get back to you. This talk is about using a systems approach to evaluate a network of asthma coalitions focused on environmental policy change to reduce asthma among school-aged children. I'm not going to read all the slides, first of all, because we don't have a ton of time, and you're probably much faster at reading them than I am out loud. Quickly, here's what we'll talk about today: the CAFA initiative, the evaluation approach. You know, I'm going to move these so I don't break the only person's one. There we go. Systems change concepts applied to the CAFA initiative, policy accomplishments, changes, key findings, and next steps, which I hope to focus on more of at the end. I just want to quickly let you know what the change here, or what the definition of systems change is for this presentation, and that refers to the efforts that focus on addressing root causes of an issue by changing policies and practices that affect the issues and that are sustainable over time. I just quickly wanted to show you that the focus, this all takes place in California, and that most of the groups are located in Southern California, the Central Valley, and around the San Francisco Bay Area. CAFA is a network of asthma coalitions in California working to shape local, regional, and state policies to reduce the environmental triggers of asthma for school-aged children where they live, learn, and play, which is school, house, and in the outdoor air, of course. Selected evaluation questions. Today we will highlight some of the findings from the evaluation questions, which sought to measure and define the successes, challenges, and changes experienced. Just quickly, that we looked at the challenges in focusing traditional healthcare-oriented coalitions on primary prevention, what contributes to local coalitions developing financial sustainability, and how the coalition members and partners contribute to the coalition stability. The methodology for the evaluation is shown here. We used a number of quantitative and qualitative approaches to capture both process and policy outcomes. So this is the theory of change model which guided the design of the initiative. First, we started out with building the infrastructure and capacity. Use of environmental data and asthma benchmarks to create community interventions. Developing policies addressing environmental triggers, and all of this hopefully leads to, this may shock you, create a healthier environment for children and reduce health disparities. I'm sure you're all surprised by that outcome. Okay, initiative partners. This is a lot going on, and we have quite a few of these slides with a lot going on, so if anything's unclear later, I can email you this. Here are the initiative partners. The initiative is designed to provide a lot of technical assistance at the local, regional, and state policy levels. The initiative structure consists of 10 local coalitions, 2 regional centers, 1 state office, and technical assistance from Policy Link, Public Media Center, and the evaluation team, which is UCSF. That's us. So mechanisms of change to use, you can see here. This initiative has a lot of moving parts. It has great capabilities and potential, yet it requires coordination at all levels. So a key issue is enabling and supporting the coalition at each level. Next, I'm going to review a model that describes the coalition development as the grantees work to establish policies that reduce environmental asthma triggers. The following slides demonstrate some of the lessons of fostering collaborative development among the grantees and enabling them to address policy issues. And here, when we say policy, we mean the capital P and lowercase p, anything that affects change, whether that's at the state level or is something maybe on a more local level. For system change, the evaluation is a critical component, and that's really what I'm sharing today, is kind of what came out of the evaluation of this. We wanted to get at what works, including including solving some problems in applied settings and reflecting upon the quality of the endeavor. I think something that's important here to point out is that besides feeding back the data to the coalition partners, one of the key efforts was to create a platform for reflection so that people could really think about what they've learned, what they would do differently. Understanding root causes enables focus on prevention and designing systems change. So just quickly to kind of go through what we're talking about there is pointing out a table like this, which shows we have the problem in the middle, and I'm sorry if you can't read it. I'll just highlight it very quickly. We're going to use, as an example, tooth decay. And the point here really is just that there are some immediate precursors and consequences of the problem, as well as secondary and tertiary precursors. So here, the direct precursors of tooth decay are improper nutrients and injury. Secondary precursors, which are a little more removed, include malnutrition, sweets, calcium deficiencies, and examples of more remote precursors include lack of money, bad housing, and poor transportation. And you can move the opposite way also to look at the consequences of this problem. The iceberg. You know, the great thing is that this fits, this slide fits in any presentation, right? So in my teen pregnancy prevention slides, I'm sure I have an iceberg somewhere. This is a great example. Really, what we're looking at here, of course, is that in order to change health outcomes, we really have to address all of these antecedents here, all the way from public policy to individuals. So here's the statewide model of the initiative. A number of strategic collaborations make the initiative function. These include environmental justice organizations, local coalitions, teachers, educators, parents concerned about conditions in schools, anti-diesel collaboratives, housing coalition, environmental health investigations branch, and the State Department of Health Services and Public Health, and the technical assistance partners. So you can see that a lot is going into the statewide model. Now we're going to look at a sample coalition, which is Los Angeles. And you can see that there's a lot going on here in terms of who's involved. And these are just the coalition members in Los Angeles. So we saw the statewide model, and in Los Angeles, the clinic, a nonprofit housing corporation, and community development organization, as well as a coalition for community health and economic development, have joined together to reduce the environmental housing factors that exacerbate asthma. So in addition to actually being coalition members, they have strategic partners. And you can see here that's quite diverse. In addition to the coalition members, there are key individuals within each of these organizations who are educated about asthma and housing and are committed to change. The reason we're actually highlighting Los Angeles is they did something quite interesting, is when they paired with the community attorney's office, what happened was city attorney decided that they would select legal cases that can be precedent setting. So they didn't run through cases on kind of a first come, first served basis. What they did was they really focused on what cases can we take to court that will win, that will really be precedent setting, that will have effects on other players, you know, like slumlords and things like that. So here are some successes CAFA has experienced at the housing and local level. Housing authority personnel have been educated about asthma triggers such as mold, smoke, cockroaches, and the need for good ventilation. Slumlords and public housing officials have worked towards removing mold and other asthma triggers from their dwellings. Through children's medical records, a connection between housing and asthma has been documented, and data has been used to show public agencies the seriousness of asthma. These are some of the policies established in schools. CAFA has worked with schools to create asthma emergency plans to connect schools with medical care providers and parents and caregivers. Additionally, portions of the Tools for Schools, which is a federal EPA program, have been implemented by schools. And then here are some of the state level, we talked about school and local level, here are some of the state level successes. One is the diesel reduction strategy, including anti-idling legislation. Second is what's being worked on right now is port pollution strategies. And this is important, I'm sure it's important on the East Coast as well. In California, slightly less than 50% of all imported goods into the U.S. come through three of our ports, Los Angeles, Oakland, and Long Beach. And third, the expansion of citizens' roles in the Air District Board. One example of that is in the Central Valley. They have added two additional citizens' spots to the board. So key facilitating factors. We found that these organizational factors are important to supporting the success of coalitions and the initiative. Having professional staff, grassroots involvement, using key strategic plan to focus on environmental policies, forming strategic partnerships with communities and policy groups, and the use of the evaluation team. Additional factors. Supporting community members in their focus on policy requires in-depth training both on the subject matter in terms of asthma as well as policy process. It's important to keep in mind that these, as you saw, these policy or these coalition members are not all asthma people, and they're not all even health-related. So it's very difficult to train everyone kind of on everything. And when you're dealing with something in the schools versus something in housing, those require very different activities and different abilities in order to get changes. Some challenges is building credibility using the precautionary principle and data. And here, precautionary principle, we mean when an activity raises threats of harm to human health or the environment, precautionary measures should be taken, even if some cause and effect relationship are not fully established scientifically. So interpretation of the environmental, medical, and scientific data was also a bit of a challenge. But one example is that some coalitions worked with their local hospitals and departments on Air Resources Board to enhance their credibility and work with the data that was already available. Diversity of coalition members was wonderful. It really helped to give to bring representation and many voices to the coalition, but that also meant that there was a difficulty in the focus, communication, and decision-making. So key findings. Coalitions with strong clinical and community bases were able to build upon their experiences. However, some of the other coalitions that maybe didn't have both of these things in line for them were able to kind of catch up by incorporating community members into the coalition to supplement members who represented agencies. And those people were people who were more, their mission was education. So additional key findings are integrating community members into data collection and media usage opportunities, which empowers them, the members, beyond the scope of the coalitions. And then also that coalition members, we found coalition members were able to gain transferable job skills. Next step, ongoing work on outcomes, including refining indicators. Additional focus on the school and housing endeavors. This is very difficult because school districts, there can be multiple school districts within a city, and each one is requires very different attention and a different tactic maybe to work with. And additionally, the connecting the dots and figuring out what facilitates synergy across the levels of the system. As you saw, this was really, all the way from the local community school all the way up to statewide policy we're talking about. And that is it. I hope I wasn't too quick or too slow. And I appreciate your patience with my not being an asthma person. I was trying to read through this. So you can contact Mary if you have additional questions. There may be some things I'm able to answer. I also have her card and can share that. And, thank you to me. No, really. And then here's some of the kids that are in there. So much.